On Saturday, November 8, Jamaica will join the rest of the international community in observing World Town Planning Day under the theme Equality in the City, making cities socially cohesive. To kick things into gear on Friday, November 7, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will host a public forum at the National Housing Trust facility located at 4 Park Boulevard, Kingston.
The main speaker for that event will be the Honourable Robert Pickersgill. He will be doing a presentation and we'll be having a discussion section to actually look on how we can achieve equality in the system and achieve social cohesion through land use planning.
That was Director of Spatial Planning at NEPA, Leonard Francis. The forum will feature an exhibition where the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Urban Development Commission, Irrigation Commission, Planning Institute of Jamaica, National Housing Trust, along with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be setting up booths where you can be more informed about their work and their role in the planning and development process. On Saturday, NEPA will host the church service at the Andrews Memorial Seventh-day Adventist Church on Hope Road in Kingston.
And the other activities will be what we call our annual career talks, in which we'll be going into several schools throughout Jamaica, but mainly in St. Catherine and Kingston and St. Andrew, which will be encouraging students, having wrap sessions with them with respect to careers in land use planning.
Now, the aim of World Town Planning Day is to promote a better understanding and awareness of planning issues within government and the population, as well as to encourage greater private-public partnership. This year, an international focus is being placed on equality and social cohesiveness. Mr. Leonard Francis tells us the meaning of this.
For us, when we talk about equality and social cohesion in the city, what we are saying is this, that we want to see a city that is actually designed and developed along sustainable principles. We want to see cities that actually cater to the needs of everyone within the city, the various groups, based on sex, religion. The other thing we want to talk about also in respect of social cohesion is the provision of food in respect of like urban farming, proper transportation, modes that can be walkability, increasing walkability, actually looking back on issues to do with bicycling around the city, traveling by bus, or just being able to sit and enjoy the city as it is.
That was Director of Spatial Planning at NEPA, Leonard Francis. What all this simply means is that the planning and development that will take place across the country will seek to cater to the needs of every Jamaican, whether male, female, boy, girl, young, old, able-bodied or disabled. And according to Senior Manager of Spatial Planning at NEPA, Janet Hyde, as part of the equality process, we all need to work together.
If as equal partners we are working together to achieve that goal of sustainable development, then our cities can be more socially cohesive. Women will feel free to participate fully. And the designs that are there will serve both sexes in a manner that each sex will feel that my needs are being met.
So the National Environment and Planning Agency is inviting you to the World Town Planning Day Forum this Friday. Consider this an opportunity to share your opinions that will help to create policies and move Jamaica to a place where there is equality and where our cities are more socially cohesive.
Did you know that using a solar water heater can reduce your energy bill? Installation of the system may require some amount of funds initially, but over time you can realize savings on your electricity bill. Remember, energy from the sun is free. Once you install a solar water heating system, you will pay nothing to heat water. Save money. Invest in a solar water heater. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.